Voters in Metro Milwaukee have mixed reactions to Donald Trump's victory. WUWM's Eric Vaughn fellow Nadia Kelly and race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell collected a few people's perspectives on Wednesday and have this report.
I'm Taryn Powell. Prior to the presidential election, Rosemary Oliveira was worried about the potential of another Trump term. She thinks the country is already divided and Trump's re-election isn't going to help. Oliveira says that division is affecting her relationships.
I've had a really difficult conversation with someone that I have been volunteering with. And I generally don't talk politics because I'm afraid, I'm going to get backlash. And I did the other day.
Oliveira didn't specify the content of the conversation, but says she could feel as if she and the other volunteer had become strangers, and it disturbed her.
I haven't had that happen to me before. I've always known there are people who have different opinions than I do, and some of them I think are a little strident in how they express it, and blah, 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 blah. But this is boiled over in the wrong way.
Oliveira says she is sorry that Trump won, but she was more afraid of the public's response if he lost. She thinks the country's division won't stick around because at some point people get tired of being on edge. Oliveira says she's seen this movie before, meaning a Trump presidency, and this time she's more committed to helping ensure things don't go too far off the rails. Jordan Stanek says there's political division in his classroom. He's a middle school social studies teacher.
The division is so strong, I even see it in my students who are 13 and 14 years old. You know, whether they're hearing it at home or wherever they're hearing it, but I've had students arguing back and forth in the classroom itself.
He says he's challenged with being excited his students are engaged politically, but it's also clear they're getting inaccurate information. Stanek says he felt despair at the results of the election, but like Oliveira, he's hoping to bridge divisions through conversations with his neighbors.
You know, it's time that I stop just sitting and festering and being angry and like bake some treats, go over to my neighbor's house and just introduce myself and just have a conversation with them. Not necessarily about politics, but just get to know them, because that's the other part of this that I can't understand. With everything we know, with all the convictions, with all the charges, I just can't understand how so many of my neighbors voted for Trump.
Stanek says he wants to be angry, but that's not going to help. He's just looking for understanding.
I'm Nadia Kelly. While some people are concerned about the growing divide between America's two parties, 64-year-old Cindy Werner perceives this as an exaggeration by the media.
You know, this morning we got up and the world was still turning, and there were no fires or anything like that. So I think it's more of what's being presented out there.
Werner cast a vote for Donald Trump this year because she feels he'll be a better representative for the United States on a world stage. However, she believes that based on the message of unity conveyed by both candidates, there is no need to worry about a divided country.
In Trump's speech the other night, when he was talking about the unifying the country and putting America first, that is something where he is joining the country together and not dividing the country. The same thing with Harris. When she finally gave her concession speech, I know what President Trump has done in the past. So I do not feel as anxious as some may feel that we're a divided country.
18-year-old college student Savion Jarvis believes the United States was going to be divided heading into the election, regardless of who won. He says that's because of the nature of American politics.
There's been a lot of people who never had strong opinions about any certain candidate, but more so they felt like they were picking like who they preferred over the other person. It was less of who they personally aligned it with and more so of not wanting the other person to win, I guess.
Jarvis identifies as moderate and voted for Kamala Harris in this year's presidential election. Although he has concerns about Trump's policies, he feels that a Trump presidency shouldn't stop people from having conversations with each other.
Just because somebody was elected doesn't mean like we don't have a voice or we can't make a change still.
Jarvis says he just doesn't want people to lose hope in the system.
WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell and Eric Vaughn fellow Nadia Kelly interviewing people who filled out our election survey.